This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's hear from Donald Trump, who isn't down with TPP, then Hillary.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign. Badly.
Kind of like him like that, even though it's an accident.
She has it completely backwards. Hillary Clinton unleashed a
trade war against the American worker when she supported one terrible deal after another. From NAFTA to China to South Korea, it doesn't matter. No matter where she went, the American worker was hurt. And you will be hurt worse than ever before if she becomes President of the United States. That I can tell you. A Trump administration will end that war by getting a fair deal for the American people and the American worker. The era of economic surrender will finally be over. It'll be over.
May I just put this on a loop? Just personally at home?
I can't guarantee it, because after me, they'll probably start doing it again. But we will have four
plants
and maybe
grow faster
eight
and better
great,
when they just
great,
play Donald
great,
Trump.
Productive years, Trump. And we'll never go back, and we'll make sure we never go back.
Plants have higher yields in cornfields. They're now starting to play Donald Trump. I'm being sarcastic for the New York Times.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, actually, plants do grow faster when you let them listen to Donald Trump.
Thank you
honest.
Very much, everybody. I appreciate it.
Probably is true.
A new era of prosperity will finally begin. America will be independent once more. Independent once more.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound great?
Not run by foreign megabanks? Oh, that's racist.
Under a Trump presidency, the American worker will finally have a president who will protect them and fight for them.
By the way, folks, we don't normally carry a lot of Trump speeches because they were actually getting on the
news. We will stand up to trade cheating.
Now they're never playing them, so we're going to start playing large portions every day.
We will stand up to trade cheating.
I'm going to withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We've got to elect him.
Which has not yet been ratified.
You need to paint Trump in the Sistine Chapel.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is another disaster done and pushed by special interests.
I'm not always gay, but when I am, it's
rape relevant. Our country, just a continuing rape of our country. That's what it is, too. It's a harsh word. It's a rape of our country. This is done by wealthy people that want to take advantage of us and that want to sign another partnership. So,
this is so cute.
Hillary Clinton, not so long ago, said this is the gold standard of trade pacts, the gold standard. And she's down and saying, this is the gold standard. In fact, I saw it on television this morning.
You down with
the
TPP?
Gold standard. Then when I got involved and I started pointing out all the flaws, especially the fact that monetary manipulation, currency manipulation, which is a primary tool that other countries use, especially China, to destroy our companies and to take our
exactly.
business, okay? It's not properly addressed and practically not even discussed at all.
And he's forcing it in.
So it's fair to say that our economies are entwined, and we need to keep upping our game.
Hillary made me
both
mad.
Bilaterally and with partners across the region through agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Australia is a critical partner. This TPP sets the gold standard in trade agreements.
The gold standard in secret ripoffs for criminals like you.
Fair trade. The kind of environment that has the rule of law and a level playing field.
The rule of law.
And when negotiated, this agreement will cover 40% of the world's total trade.
It'll be a delicious screw job on the left.
Strong protections.
And exploit third world people's levels never before seen. I'm translating live for you. I have a. Like Star Trek, I can decipher the alien language for you and actually give you what they're really saying and meaning. We'll be back, folks. I'll stop with the satire, but I've got to have some gallows humor up front to start the broadcast because this is going to be a big one. By the way, if you ask for brownies on the menu, you will have the police called on you. Saying the word brownie is now racist. The police have been called. They have responded in Philly. Stay with us. You cannot make this up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Tell him the God's gonna cut him down.
Cut him down. Tell him the God's
Obama has come out in a statement and badmouthed populist movements in the United States and Europe. Well, and that just made me think of Sunday, the German president coming out and saying the elites are not the problem, the populations are the problem. And then that made me think of one of the top people at the Council on Foreign Relations that was established in 1922 at Pratt House, New York, openly by British intelligence to establish an intelligence agency under a National Security Act that would create a silent dictatorship over the United States that was effected finally in their main mission in 1947 with the National Security Act and the establishment of the Central Intelligence Agency, merging that with the 1913 Private Federal Reserve. They had a secret shadow government and the control of currency and credit. The British Empire had reconquered the United States. The victory of the 17 80s had been reversed. But let's be clear, that's not the British people that are our enemy. It was the British imperial shadow government model of Cecil Rhodes deployed and adopted here. So it was more of a merger of the British Empire into the United States, but the same management techniques, and then now a merger with the European system and their oligarchs to establish a eugenics-based world government. And that's why we have, if you're a TV viewer, look at the arrogance of this person's face and just this classic look. So many of these billionaires and elitists are inbred. They are mentally ill. They have a lot of genetic problems. I don't care if they're Jewish in background, German in background, Chinese in background, Japanese in background, Russian in background, Spanish in background. Their eyes normally don't point the same directions. It's just that's seen as a sign of elitism in England. If one eye points another direction, and I'm not being mean to folks that have that genetic disorder from interbreeding. The gypsies have that. The Romanovs have that a lot too. You're like, I don't have a lazy eye there. That's seen as if you have a lazy eye, you're in the best, private clubs. If you're wearing a tuxedo and got a lazy eye and and you can't even hardly talk, like, who are you with? What club? You're like, lordship, good lord, come on in, let me be that. I mean, I'm not kidding, okay? I'm not joking. So, got an extra finger, you're all good lord. So that's what this is all about. In fact, the British royal family, even the BBC's reported, has another strand of DNA. Not a double helix, but a triple helix, has a delicious little mutated something. They're not quite sure what it is, but the royalty is sure what it is and keeps that little antenna in the family to get those transmissions, they believe. Now, continuing, CFR member calls on elites to rise up against ignorant masses. Wealthy heir, the blooming Dale's chain, sneers as populist voters who cherish values and tradition. And notice his eyes do not point same direction. He's in the club. The psycho, interbred, nutcase club. It doesn't mean everybody whose eyes point different directions is like that. Okay, it can be from damage or car wrecks or whatever, but with these guys, it's all the same. I call it the little twinkle of El Diablo. Look at Zuckerberg. Everybody has the little twinkle of El Diablo. Continuing. In a column for Foreign Policy magazine, where they openly announce world government, how they're chemtrailing us, and how they run al-Qaeda, they just write it like we're total idiots, and just, it doesn't even matter. Because criminals always brag. But they tell you it's a greater good, and they're so intellectual, they understand the end justifies the means. In a column for Foreign Policy, I meant to cover this 3 days ago, I'm covering it now because it ties in everything. In a column for Foreign Policy magazine, Council on Foreign Relations member James Traub argues that the elite need to rise up, these are quotes, against the mindlessly angry, ignorant masses in order to prevent globalization from being derailed by the populist revolt that has led to the Brexit and the rise of DJT, or the centipede. That's one of Trump's nicknames that I'm most fond of on the internet. And then those that support Trump are known as baby centipedes. I've coined the term Trumpkins, is what I prefer. My children are Trumpkins. I'm not really a Trumpkin. But continuing, let me read in a fake Atlantic elitist accent that was affected by the 20s when British intelligence made it popular in early talkies when those first came out. So you can really show you're in the in club. You had to speak with a slight British accent, but that's what was mutated into a Thurston Howell III. Oh, Buffy, love it. Would you like to buy some mining stock, Gilligan? Perhaps some derivatives? Yeah, let me show you that I can talk like him. Yeah, let me talk just like he does. Concerned that today's citizen revolt, see, I can talk like them too, in the United States, Britain, and Europe, may upend politics as nothing else has in a lifetime, Traub notes that Britain and the Brexit was a, quote, utter repudiation of bankers and economics. No, of mega five banks above the law, tax-exempt, that have diplomatic immunity, that openly are funding, taking our guns, taking our property, shutting down local banks, The head of the Texas Banking Association 4 years ago wrote a 19-page giant article that was in the Austin Business Journal. I happened to just see it sitting there, and I was at a restaurant waiting to pick up some food, and she was, oh, my God, did Alex Jones write this? And I found out it was in newspapers all over the state. And he was just saying, it's a global elite taking over. They're shutting down all the local banks. They're shutting down the credit unions. They're shutting down loans. They want to collapse in the economies. They can consolidate it. They're giving themselves the trillions in bailout money and not delivering it actually to the people so that we can loan it out. And then, meanwhile, the average idiot thinks the bank down the street that's local or regional is their enemy when almost all of those are collapsing right now. But I digress. He just goes, they're just against civilization and economics. We're speaking of economics here, something you little people don't know anything about. Well, let me see. 68% of the first 2 years of bailout was in the tens of trillions, not 800 and something billion, and it was given, the vast majority, almost 70%, to foreign banks, and still is secret to this day. And then almost none of it, less than 10%, look it up yourself, has ever actually been put into the economy to the people. That's how they stop too bad inflation. They go, oh, we're going to have unlimited free money for ourselves, but make sure that we don't spend it anywhere in the retail low-level market. You don't get any of this money. It might inflate things. So yachts and real estate for the super rich inflate, and that's where the inflation is. That's why it's stratospheric. But don't worry, proletariat. We have confined it to luxury penthouses and 300-foot yachts and private floating cities and private airports and pleasure palaces and armored keeps, redoubts, fortresses, castles, or you can simply call them hideouts. Take your vaccines and drink your aspartame. There. Now there's a haze. Just go to sleepy there. In all our white papers, we say we put fluoride in the water to dumb you down, and we announce that we're in a war with you. But Pepsi, for 1 year, took aspartame out because of lawsuits and because no one was buying it. But they snuck it back in last week. Don't worry. Drift away. Enjoy the brain tumors and enjoy the baby flavoring. Now, they take baby flavoring and then synthesize it into a synthetic baby flavoring. But they test the baby flavoring with a DNA cue that is fresh baby. So, to be technical, your Pepsi and Pepsi products is baby flavoring, not babies, but tested by babies. But let me continue here. I'll be intellectual today and speak in this vernacular for you. How does that sound? Continuing. Citing the potential for a Trump to split the Republican Party, even if he does lose, and increasing unpopularity of France's socialist government, Traub argues, another billionaire for socialism, that establishment of political parties in major Western countries must combine forces to keep out the nationalist. That's a quote. We must combine forces to stop them. We claim we just rule you, and we're tax-exempt. And we do all these wonderful things like funding radical Islamists to come in, and then you don't like us. But look, I'm standing on the street in my photo, smiling arrogantly. And isn't that what it's... And these so-called elitists, they're a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths, but they're not even that smart. They just have management systems that have been sputtering on for hundreds of years, dumbing everyone down and engaging in all this criminal activity and wrecking countries and wrecking economies so you can perch on top of them because you can't compete with prosperity. And then you misrepresent what we say about you, trash. And guys like this, Rothkopf and others, have been like, join us, Alex. You're smart. Come, you'll be very successful with us. And then later they just... You don't want to be with us? Because you go to Harvard and all these places and you work and work and work. And I guess you're from the right family and you work 18 hours a day for years in some law firm. And then finally they invite you to go play golf for them. Kind of like Judge Smales in Caddyshack. He says, how would you like to come by, and mow my lawn? And then after you've done that for another 10 years or so, maybe you marry one of their innerbred, mentally ill daughters and put up with her crap. And then I guess you go in the steam room with Dad, and then you know service him, you know, with your father-in-law. And seriously, folks. Then you got a little satanic ritual, and then next you're at the mansion, you know, having some pedophile fun, and Gary Sandusky drops by, and then you're in the club, and they say, "Young man, it's time to run you for Congress." That's right. We'll have you in 2 years. I'm just hypothetically talking about the whole genre of these people. Certainly not this guy. He's a wonderful person.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm the enemy. Who are you?
So who?
God, John. You got goodwill for people? Or are you a bunch of vampires creeping around? Like the Council on Foreign Relations publishing articles saying we must join forces against the people and bring in tyranny. What if I say I'm not like the others? I don't want to go on your red carpets. I don't want to fly around on your private jets. I don't want to sit there and hang out with a bunch of mummies. I want to be with the people that are alive. You're trying to kill spiritually. I want to see humanity rise. You are the pretenders. I will never surrender. All right, let me give you a smattering of the news. It's a big news day, obviously, and a lot of big guests joining us as well. We have the Secret Service agent who's valiantly exposed the bizarre behaviors and criminal behaviors going on inside the globalist infestation known as the White House. He says people need to know the real Hillary Clinton and how dangerous she really is. He calls her a dictator. That is coming up, Gary Byrne. We're working on getting Roger Stone on short notice. There's so much stuff breaking on that front. I talked to some folks involved with the campaign, and then I'm able to bounce that off Stone. And he likes to be not pessimistic, but likes to really lowball things. And he confirmed to me when I talked to him on Sunday, this wasn't off the record, but he said he was going to wait till the polls started coming out. And sure enough, they don't really release their own internal polls. Hillary does that, or they have their friends do polls and then skew them, and then she has them released and claims that they're independent. The Trump people, of course, have Ron Paul's former pollster. He's a libertarian, and some other groups, and they're doing real polls. They really want to know real optics, what's going on. And what was it, three polls? He's basically margin of error, 3 points ahead, 2 points behind, basically dead heat. Several other big polls nationally. He is 7 to 10 points ahead. That was this Sunday, internal Trump polling. And I know there's some infighting reportedly inside there about the fact that they're not releasing these, but whatever reason they're not. And then, of course, I told you on Sunday that Trump, and I told you on Monday that Trump was in a dead heat or 7 to 10 points ahead. That's now, you notice, coming out in separate polls by Rasmussen, by Gallup, a bunch of others. Rasmussen poll, Trump pulls ahead of Hillary. The tables have turned, and every time he takes the gloves off and savages her, she goes down. Now, understand, folks, you're going to see polls out there with, you know, Jimmy Fallon or whoever having Hillary on going, man, congratulations, you're 15 points ahead. He might say she's 300 points ahead. And you're like, well, that's impossible. She can get 100% of the vote. She'd be in only 60% vote in national elections. That's impossible. That's my point. I mean, why not just have Jimmy Fallon or whoever just announce, oh, I hear you're 15 points ahead of that racist, bigot, homophobe Donald Trump. I mean, none of it's true. None of it's true. In fact, if you get down to brass tacks, he's economically conservative. He's very socially liberal, folks. That's the truth about Donald Trump. He's a nationalist. I want the states to decide social stuff. The people decide social stuff. Quite frankly, it's important to me. But that's not overall a president's job. I mean, what they do personally in their life is an example, but it's the states, as Ron Paul's always said. So it's not on my radar. He's a very moral person, though, when it comes to courage, and God hates a coward. And so that's why I admire Donald Trump, but he is ahead in a lot of polls. And these are scientific polls, or he's in a dead heat. The tables have turned. Well, see, but that's a Rasmussen article. They haven't turned. He's been ahead of Hillary the whole time. You've heard the callers call in, and you've seen the examples. Callers go, it's incredible. I saw a story, and now I can't search for it about Hillary and her crimes. Google admits they're censoring. They've been caught doing it. Facebook admits they've been caught doing it. But people just can't believe it. They're like, Alex, they're censoring. Yes, I know. So we need to let everybody else know what's going on. But just tell other people it's an illusion to make you feel like if you're supporting Trump, you're a loser, so that you maybe go, okay, well, I want to bet on a winner. It's a well-known phenomenon in football or other sports, hockey, where if a team is looking like it's going to the playoffs, suddenly they start selling more jerseys, more hats, selling more tickets, more hot dogs, more beer. But suddenly they have a big upset and lose. Well, people will just jump and stop wearing those jerseys and just go out and buy the other team's jerseys. They want to be associated with a winner. And yeah, it's kind of like if you're associated with a winning family or you're associated with a winning or your man married to a powerful woman or vice versa. then that matters. But being associated with a, quote, winning team, it's all just delusional. And it's the same thing with Hillary. Because you're a chump if you vote for Hillary. You're an idiot. You're a moron. She's laughing at you. I mean, she is an absolute criminal, psychopathic dirtbag. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. This is a fun song.
Waging war on corruption in the desert. It's Alex Jones coming out to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Woo! They're out driving in the desert. Big long straightaways in West Texas. High desert of California and Nevada. And you lean your seat back. Switch the gear down, fifth gear to fourth gear, seventh gear to sixth gear. Hear that engine. Superchargers come into effect. 780 horsepower at your disposal. That's living. But that's what human freedom is about. Being able to put yourself at risk, being able to go to the edge. That's where you expand your mind, expand your neurons. It's where you join, really, your people, your ancestors, in all the bold things they did. But we shouldn't risk our lives on just cheap thrills or fun. All of us are guilty of it at a certain extent. We're meant to have those instincts and those drives to dare greatly and to stand up against bad people. And it's the failure to face down these demons that has brought us to the state we're at now. And you see civilization, society drifting towards societal collapse and oblivion. Later in the broadcast, I'm not sure when, but I will air it, there is a special report that Rob Dew took about 2-3 days to edit together with clips and documentation, where I really break down the globalist plan to use food as a weapon and trigger a worldwide financial collapse to try to terrorize the population back into submission. And when you actually hear what the head of the EU says, and the deputy head, and the German chancellor, and the German president, and when you actually hear what the Council on Foreign Relations is saying, and Obama, when you see everything that they're pushing and everything that they're engaged in, it's amazing because they're actually saying, and we've got their quotes, we've got the articles, we've got the statements in the video. In fact, the video is now on Infowars.com. We can put it up on screen for TV viewers. I can give you the headline that I was going from memory and give you the actual headline. There it is. Globalists intend to use food as key weapon in world takeover. Yeah. That's not a sensational headline. That's really what they say they're doing. It's amazing. Look at these quotes out of the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Policy Magazine, where they talk about the Brexit being a, quote, utter repudiation of bankers and economists, an example of how extremism has gone mainstream, and how they must, quote, combined forces to stop us and stop today's citizen revolt in the United States, Britain, Europe, where we may upend politics and nothing else has in his lifetime. And they go on to talk about how to control us with our incomes and with our growth rate. As if, oh, if you don't let us run things, things are going to get bad, when their own stated goals are a post-industrial world where we work for less, have less, pay higher taxes to live in a 220-foot, square-foot coffin apartment that costs more than 1,000 square foot. I mean, they know what they're doing. They admit their program. And they just think you're too stupid to go figure it out. Well, even folks that don't want to be informed, as they start to lose everything, they're going to go and find out who's done it. And they're going to find out it's people like you. James Traub. That are guilty. What is the sentence? Guilty. 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 We sentence you to the Phantom Zone. I wish we could do that. It's like hell. Just go be with people like yourself. What is the sentence? Guilty. And their arrogance convicts them. Public statements. German president. The elites are not the problem. This is a quote. The elites are not the problem. The populations are the problem. And then what do they recommend they use? Same thing they did to keep you out of the Brexit. The economy will implode. And you'll all be homeless. You need us. We run everything. Submit to us or we'll bring you to your knees. They'll bring you to your knees if you let the boa constrictor that's wrapped around you maintain control. We figured out it was a boa constrictor. It's hissing in your ear saying, there's no global government. There's no tyranny. There's no problem. And you're like, okay, boy, it's hard to breathe. Well, just go to sleep, it tells you in your ear as it's wrapped around you. And the patriots are there going, no, it's a boa constrictor. The patriots are a little angel on our collective shoulder. No, it's a boa constrictor. See it? Spots? See it? Are you having trouble breathing? That's a snake tongue coming out, licking your face. It's not kissing you. It's getting ready to crush you and eat you. And so, but the snake says if I resist, it'll eat me. It's already eating you, sweetheart. It's a snake. What did Donald Trump say? We've surrendered. Hillary's a foreign agent of the Chinese that run the trade war. Total veritas, total honor, total courage. I mean, I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton throws fits when a newspaper writes a bad article about her or she sees a YouTube video making fun of her. Can you imagine that veritable witch creature the witch bitch. Can you imagine the convulsions she's having right now? And so she just peacocks that crazy Joker face like all the time. She looks completely nuts. I think Hillary, and I'm serious, I think she may go completely insane before the election. And I think we all, metaphysical is real, folks. We should all pray for justice against Hillary Clinton. We should all ask God to lead, guide, and direct us and just help us together focus our wills against Hillary Clinton. What we all need to do, my friends, that means politically, at every level, and spiritually, and culturally, and economically, this is a war. You don't lose engaging in this war. You spread your wings. You begin to truly live. I know our audience already knows that, but I'm talking to new viewers. And we're starting to see a lot of controlled leftists, a lot of controlled right-wing folks. High-level editors of major newspapers, major publications are calling me up and apologizing. It's been happening the last decade, but it's epidemic now, saying, oh my God, it's all real. It's really happening. And I just met with a bunch of current generals, and they said, listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. This is the truth. We can't tell you what's going on. It's all classified. Listen to him. And by the way, I want to say something. We've had everybody on from Cy Hirsch to Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers to, you know, Colonel Schaefer to former KGB folks that are whistleblowers to, I mean, you name it. Charlton Heston, the whole nine yards. I mean, we've interviewed the people that write the biological weapons treaties, and we've had, you know, people on that were the roommates of Mitt Romney. I mean, we've just had everybody on. We've looked at every angle, basically. And we continue to look at the new angles that come up from different perspectives, but we've looked at a lot of angles, okay? I don't want to say every angle, but more angles than probably anybody else ever has. Because most people that are in the CIA or different analyst agencies, they kind of study one little discipline because they want to be the experts on that, okay? We are organic human intelligence against the New World Order, and so I study everything, wide spectrum. And the globalist... are failing, the globalists are falling apart, the globalists are a joke. That's why they claim, oh, we're collapsing everything to build on its ashes. That's true in a way because they help grease the skids but insulate themselves, be the last man standing scenario. But the truth is they can't manage anything and they screw everything up and their spirit is destructiveness. So they just claim they are deploying destruction, command destruction to rebuild something on it to hide their spiritual ineptitude. Because the devil is never a maker. The less that they give, they're a taker. And it goes on and on, on and on and on. And they'll tell you that the moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in golden halls, they'll tell you you can keep all the gold that falls. Quoting some poetry, I forget who wrote it. CFR member calls on elites to rise up against ignorant masses. Wealthy heir to Bloomingdale's chain. I always love how it's some fourth generation fop whose eyes don't even point the right direction, just snurgling around, groveling. Like, we've got to take their rights. We've got to show them who's boss. I'm so cuckold. Let's bring in a bunch of radical Muslims to come in and blow everything up and shoot everything up. Then we'll take the general public's freedoms away. And we've got to have a war against common knowledge and common sense. So let's not let anybody say all these attacks are Islamic. I mean, no one's saying they're Islamic now. Look at this mirror story. They usually at least admit it's Islamic. Chilling pictures of smiling Istanbul airport suicide bombers seconds from death mission as police fear another attack imminent. Never is it Islamic. Never. I mean, you know, a group of Boy Scouts went and did it to be Boy Scouts, or a group of right-wingers, or a group of... But no, this is just this talking point. You will not say it's Islamic. That is so authoritarian that the media is so controlled that you know, they tell us, don't use this word. This is now the proper word to use. People go, okay, I will now dutifully use whatever words you tell me in terms. What type of cult did the West become? Since when did I wake up in a lunatic asylum? Since when did I wake up at some, you know, Eastern ashram, you know, in the 60s going, you know, chanting until my brain is gone, you know, before some weirdo with an 8-foot beard. But instead, it's Obama and Hillary hopping around. It's a total joke. But, as I said earlier, let me just go through a bunch of news right now. First off, briefly here, the special is unprecedented. We normally only run this once a year. We did this a few months ago. Because of all the mainstream news articles about FEMA saying, we believe, actually say, we believe, I'm going to play this clip next hour, we believe that it's probable that we will have the scenario 395% food prices. Because I actually went and watched the actual video briefing that FEMA did on it, and my original interpretation was correct that they're saying they believe this is happening. Because I know that was in British reports and Pentagon reports that we also cite in the upcoming report. But to actually see them saying, and they're kind of smiling while they talk about it, it's uber creepy. So all I'm saying is you need to get water filtration, you need to get storable foods, you need to get prepared. If you can, with family, get together, and I don't care if it's even 5-10 acres out in the middle of nowhere that's got well water or whatever, just so you can get away from major cities during a collapse or have a place to grow a garden, whatever. Everybody in Europe has that, even poor people do. That's just part of being human. People need to get back to the land. We sell high-quality non-GMO seeds. Everything for the 4th of July mega specials are now live. We're going to do this on Friday through Monday, but I'm going to just start today. 20% off Survival Shield X2, 20-40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filters, 20% off Alexa Pure Air Filters. These specials will run for a limited time while supplies last. This Independence Day is a great time to support the real tip of the spear when it comes to the fight for liberty. Your support makes everything we do possible, from exposing Hillary Clinton to fighting for the Constitution. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and secure your independence with these mega specials while supplies last. One more thing. Our air conditioner, speaking of society breaking down, isn't working too well. It's kind of hot in here. I always meant to do this, but somebody just go get me some basic, cheap cotton handkerchiefs, because I expect this will be broken for a while. And I'll take them home. I'll wash them tonight. But I want to get a stack of those, because I don't like wiping my face with napkins. It gets chemicals into my face and stuff. I just don't like it. Little pieces of lint, whatever. Thank you. Just my assistant or whoever, thank you. I just said it on air because I'm going to forget to say it during the break, and then I just have to get it out there now. Anyways, the point is, this funds the operation. It's a great deal. It's super high-quality storable foods, the highest quality. It's very hard to get specials like this and to line it up with all these different companies to allow us, because we already have contracts that say this is the lowest advertised price we can do, and then we have to reach out to our suppliers and get agreements for how long we can do it. That's how this stuff works. When we're already selling stuff at Amazon level, when we go below that, a whole bunch of different things trigger. And so it's very hard to do specials like this. And quite frankly, my accountant argues with me and shows me numbers and stuff and says you shouldn't always discount this much. That's why you sell so much stuff, but then the profit isn't big enough for the expansion plans you have. Whatever. If you want to support us, get the Hillary for Prison t-shirt that's back in stock, a new design, but I think even better than the last one, at full price, $19.95. But at the same time, you need to take advantage of 20 to 40% off on InfoWars Select Storable Food. That is the best deal right now. And even if you've already gotten this high-quality food before, I would suggest getting more so that you have it for friends and family, and then you can give it to them at Christmas or for their birthday or whatever. And they've got week packs, month packs, three-month packs, six-month packs, year packs, all these different special diets, a huge selection, whatever you want. It's powered by My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Okay, I'm going to stop at that point. Please support our local affiliates and become sponsors or support their sponsors as well. But just one last piece on that front. Secret government warehouse stockpiling for pandemic can't be discussed publicly. It is clear they're gearing up for something. Yeah, I mean, I've got to say the preparation for martial law and civil unrest and economic disaster and bio disaster and earthquakes, volcanoes, it's 10 times anything I've ever seen. And I'm just hoping it's just a looting by special interests through the COG. Continuity of government systems. I mean, that's bad enough, but at least some money from taxpayers will actually go into an economy, even if it's government employees and contractors, because Most of the trillions just get locked up in big mega banks' vaults that they just use to leverage everybody else out to put us in debt. They create tens of trillions in bailout to themselves, freeze the money just to say we're in debt to them and get interest. I mean, you talk about raping somebody with sandpaper. I mean, this is brutal. Brutal, 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 brutal. But I mean, what more do you expect? They're assaulting us. They're announcing they're in a war against us. They're so arrogant. And then when we dare stand up to them, they panic and go, fine, we're your enemies. We're your elite. Our eyes don't point the right directions. We were given our wealth five generations ago by people that robbed others. Oh, my God, we're foppish. Worship us. And just, no, I do not worship you. A bunch of sycophantic morons who are OCD, mentally ill. I don't want to insult the average OCD person, but you get around inbred elites. I don't care if it's rich African royalty or European royalty or Arab royalty. They're a bunch of inbred, crazy people that are spoiled brat potentates that think they're God, and we're facing the same fight we fought in 1776. A bunch of trash saying they're God, and it's their right to rule over us because they're hunchbacked and their eyes don't point the right direction, but they own the power structure through fraud and now want to have a class warfare with a bunch of stupid, dumbed-down people to wage war against what's left of the middle class so they can blow up the stairway that's left to poor people, to upward mobility. They want to sew this thing up, and I'm not going to sit here and watch this screw job.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Let's hear that one more time as the levee breaks. globalism begins to collapse. More bombs are going to go off inside the dam. We already see big geysers of water. They try to tell you, oh, they're going to manage this and parlay it into more power. Oh, they might for a little while. But time is on our side. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. Going down now, going down to Chicago. Where do you start? It really is amazing that they're now in full panic mode, and now things that we were talking about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I was interviewing Ron Paul, 21 years ago. It was about 20 years ago when he was running for Congress again in 1996. And again, Austin was part of his district then, so he really wanted on my show a lot. He would come on like every week. And he wouldn't go super far on New World Order or world government. He would talk a little bit about it, and listeners were like, wow, he admitted New World Order, global government when you asked. And I mean, no one would talk about that. I mean, the ADL would say that you were a racist, it didn't exist. I remember hearing national talk show hosts say the CFR did not exist when I was in high school in 1992, about to graduate. I remember Rush Limbaugh, and I'm not bashing him, because they'd fire him at the time if he did it, Roger Ailes. And by the way, the word is Roger Ailes doesn't like the New World Order either. He's on a leash. It was so unsafe then. And by the way, this isn't about InfoWars getting credit. It's about you getting credit, and it's about realizing we're winning. We're on the march. The global empire of the new royalty of the Kim Jong-uns and the CFRs and the Hillary Clintons, they're losing. That isn't hype. When I've been telling you the last 5 years, I'm sort of getting more optimistic that we're on the march, the empire's on the run, and that I talk to so many people in media and government and worldwide. They are so awake but scared to speak out, and people like myself and those of you out there and the Drudge Report and World Net Daily and others have really forced reality into the debate. And that is the most valuable thing in the universe to me. A brand new $1 million Bentley would mean nothing to me. They're very nice, I'm sure, very cool cars. I'd sell it and, you know, buy a Ford Raptor and then give the rest to charity or something. The point is, I'm not saying it's bad to own something nice if that's what you like. I don't value things. I value a flower garden in my backyard more than I value a big diamond ring on my wife's finger, hypothetically. And that just shows the type of folks we are in the Liberty Movement, the type of folks you are versus them. Most people would sell their mommy out for a 10-carat diamond ring. Most people want to pull up in the most expensive Bentley at the country club because they want people to know they're successful. Now, the super rich are going to pull up with a Ford F-150 and have a T-shirt with holes in it, because actually you're more sophisticated than that. But there's this whole sycophantic underclass of wealthy that will do anything to feel like they're accepted by the upper elite. And the so-called wannabe elite never understand why they're not let into the elite, and that's because you aren't into slitting small children's throats. So don't feel bad you haven't been let in. You don't like raping children. So you're not going to be let in. Okay, so you just drive your Bentleys and play golf and fly around in helicopters and act rich and want to be at the Formula One out front with everybody looking at you. Just be narcissistic idiots while your vampire bosses are slitting little kids' throats and hanging them up by their feet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.